From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syrian airstrikes backed by Russia pummeled the rebel-held eastern Ghouta region again outside Damascus Monday, leaving some 30 people dead. Video from eastern Ghouta showed the airstrikes and so-called white helmeted first responders treating the wounded, including children. Meanwhile, the U.S. said it's gravely alarmed by new reports of Syrian use of chlorine gas in rebel-held northwest Idlib. Anthony Billingsley is a Middle East analyst at the University of New South Wales.
It's pretty hard not to think that they're not using chlorine. There's so much circumstantial, perhaps, but so much evidence to support that.
Although Syria has denied the allegation, an international investigation concluded that Damascus did use chlorine gas at least twice, in 2014 and 2015, and the nerve agent sarin last year. The U.S. and Russia clashed over the latest allegation on the U.N. Security Council floor Monday. Nikki Haley's the U.S. ambassador.
There are reports of yet another chemical weapons attack on Sunday. Victims of what appears to be chlorine gas are pouring into hospitals. Few things have horrified my country and the world as much as the Assad regime's use of chemical weapons against its people. This council has been outspoken on ending Syria's use of chemical weapons. And yet, they continue.
Russia's ambassador said Syria's chemical weapons capability has been destroyed under international supervision and called accusations of Moscow's complicity slander. In the Democratic Republic of Congo's northeast province of Ituri, at least 30 have been killed in 2 days of ethnic clashes between Hema herders and Lendu farmers. Thousands were killed in clashes between 1999 and 2005. Meanwhile, the U.S. followed the U.N. sanctioning a top DRC general and three rebels, accusing them of rights abuses. This is VOA News. The president of the Indian Ocean island country, the Maldives, Abdullah Yameen, has declared a state of emergency and had the Supreme Court Chief Justice and another judge arrested along with opposition leaders in what Australian National University security analyst David Brewster calls a coup.
President Yameen was under threat by a number of rulings from the Supreme Court, which would have required the release of the opposition leader and various other opposition leaders.
Brewster said the situation is of concern to both Washington and New Delhi because of Mr. Yameen's close association with China, the possibility that that could lead to a Chinese military presence in the Indian Ocean. Asian stocks plunged Tuesday after record-breaking losses on Monday on Wall Street. U.S. stocks suffered their largest single-day decline, with the benchmark Dow Jones losing nearly 1,200 points. Matthew Cheslock is with Virtu Financial.
This is just a case where the market gotten a little bit ahead of itself. I don't think any market technician out there would have said, you know what, this is healthy. We needed to see a little bit of a correction. No one wants to see this correction occur in a 1 or 2 day period. Hopefully that's what it is. Hopefully you come to our senses tomorrow and say, you know what, we've got some stocks that are on sale. Maybe we can now find some entry points.
The White House insisted Monday the fundamentals of the U.S. economy remain strong. Vice President Mike Pence is on his way to Asia, the Winter Olympic Games in South Korea. Pence will meet Japan's Prime Minister Abe Tuesday and South Korean leader Moon on Thursday. Ankit Panda of The Diplomat believes the vice president is carrying a sobering message about the North's pursuit of a nuclear arsenal despite Korean rapprochement over the Olympics.
The left-leaning government of Moon Jae-in has generally taken on a pro-engagement disposition, while the Trump administration notably has pursued a policy of maximum pressure. And while the allies last year did seem to stand shoulder to shoulder as North Korea tested missile after missile, I think the North Korean overture has been somewhat successful in drawing the South Koreans away from the White House.
When asked about the possibility of speaking with North Korean officials at the Olympics, Pence replied, "We'll see what happens." Iraq said the U.S. is drawing down its troop level following Baghdad's declaration of victory over Islamic State. The U.S.-led coalition said it is adjusting its force level downward. Under an 8-year-old arms control agreement, the U.S. and Russia were supposed to have verified by Monday new limits in their strategic nuclear arsenals. Washington said it met the target last August. Russia on Monday said it's committed to the treaty. Both sides are expected to change data on treaty compliance in coming months. Salah Abdeslam, the surviving key suspect in the 2015 Paris massacre, Monday refused to answer questions at his trial Monday in Brussels for the 2016 wounding of three policemen. The Belgian-born French national Moroccan descent also faces charges in the massacre of 130 in the French capital. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.